Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome all of you to this celebration. We began this Mass always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we pause for just a few moments in silence. And at times it helps to close our eyes and turn our thoughts to God. Before we listen to the words of Jesus, before we bring our gifts to the altar, with humble words, sincere words, we ask our God to look upon us with patience and mercy. For so many times we hurt our God when we fail to see His Son Jesus in our brothers and sisters. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would have not fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things, because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them, and remind them of the sins that they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. The Lord is kind and full compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your mighty deeds. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. The Lord is faithful. Up those who are bowed down. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. A
reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your mind suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement or by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." He came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
It's so good to see you this morning. There is a great lesson for all of us in the gospel today. Because I feel and I know that God calls us. He calls you. He's called me. He calls us by name, just like he called Zacchaeus today in the gospel. Now Zacchaeus was a short little man, chaparrito, like me. He was short, and he had to climb a tree, just like I had to climb. This was my sycamore tree, so that I could see you, and you could see me. He had heard about Jesus. He had heard about the good things about this man, and he wanted to see him. But there was a large crowd, and Zacchaeus was short, so he climbed a tree just to see what this man was like that he had heard so much about. Can you put yourself in his place at this very moment? And then Jesus comes and he calls him by name, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, I would like to visit you today. I would like to come and spend the day with you in your home. Wow. And Zacchaeus says yes. Now, Zacchaeus could have said no. You know how you can make excuses. I know how to do them real good. But Zacchaeus said yes. The tax collectors in those days were not very good people. They would charge a little extra for themselves to keep in the pocket. In fact, he was pretty rich. But something happened to Zacchaeus when he said yes to the visit. And that's important, the yes. He changed, Zacchaeus changed. In fact, he told the Lord, you know what? I'm going to give half of my wealth to the poor. And if I owe people money, I'm going to pay it back. What a change this visit made for this man who was called by the Lord. And God calls you. Yes, he calls you. He calls me. Sometimes we don't hear the call. He's constantly calling us. In fact, that was his mission. That was the mission of the Lord. It's in the gospel today, at the very end. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. And that's me. That's you. I'm reminded of a story. It's a true story. And I know we have teachers here. And this was told by us. A religious sister who was a teacher. And she was teaching a seventh grade class. And I remember when I was in the seventh grade, we were pretty, at times, we weren't the best students. But she had one particular student that she was pretty mean, very disrespectful. And was always fighting with the other students to the extent that nobody liked her. Even the teachers feared her. But one day, this young lady changed. And sister looked at her and said, I wonder what happened to her. Did she go see a counselor? Did her parents take her to the doctor? Is she feeling well? Is she medicated? And she noticed that she was calm whenever, every now and then, she would hold her chest. And the teachers kept wondering, I wonder what, but she was completely different. Finally, she asked her, are you well? Is your chest hurting you? And she said, no, sister. I remember the sermon the Father gave on Good Friday when he was unveiling the crucifix. And he said that Jesus came to die for my sins. And every time I have a temptation or a bad thought comes to my mind, I hold on to my cross. And he gives me strength to be good. See, it's God. It's Jesus that changed the chaos. It was that yes, that answer. Yes, Lord. And he's called you this morning. You think you're here by accident? No. He's called you to be here today. And he's placed me here today to talk to you about him. See, he wants to be with you. He wants to visit with you. He wants to change you. That was his mission. And he doesn't want to stop. In a few moments, I will always say this in every sermon. We're going to get up in a few moments to receive him. Those are precious moments in our lives. Just like he changed Zacchaeus, he can change you. He can change me.
Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord's imperishable Spirit is in all things, and so we pray for all because they belong to the Lord.
For our church, as we strive to continue our Lord's mission to seek and save what was lost, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For peace in the world, especially in the Middle East, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That all who serve in our parish communities, priests, deacons, religious sisters, and lay ministers, humbly recognize the fragile humanity of the people God has given them to serve, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the grace to respond to our Lord's mercy as Zacchaeus did, especially during this Jubilee year of mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the intentions of Marshall and Analia Matthews, who celebrate their first wedding anniversary, and special birthday intentions for Valerie Martinez, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, and Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin Jr. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And for all the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
O God, you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. In your mercy, hear these our prayers, and grant them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. May these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, become for you a pure oblation and for us a holy outpouring of your mercy. Through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we sing. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willing to his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. And remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you." Yes.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn number 774, Blessed Are They, number 774.
Blessed are they, Lord, Savior, Lord, 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 Lord Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.